The Gemara asks, what's the difference between bowing down and speaking? Seeing as it seems that bowing down is considered a maisa, and speech is not considered a maisa. And to that, the Gemara answers that bowing down, when we talk about bowing down in the context of an avodah zarah, so the Torah was mechayev a person on his actions. His body committed a sin. It bowed down, it bent itself in half in front of avodah zarah, and therefore the body must be punished. So he's chayev for his action. In contrast, the Gemara says that speech, in the context of megadif, somebody who is mevarech es Hashem chas v'shalom, speech is not considered an action. But that's not because the movement of the lips, or the movement of the throat, or of the tongue, or of the teeth, is not considered an action. Certainly, the movement of those bodily organs is considered as much of an action as the movement of the waist and the muscles therein that contributes to hishtachavah, to bowing down. Rather, the reason that megadif, that the speech of megadif is not considered a maisa, is because what the Torah was makbid on, what the Torah declared a person deserves punishment for, is not the movement of his muscles, but rather is the thoughts that are going through his mind. It's the electrical impulses, if we were to say in modern scientific terms, the electrical impulses that jump between the neurons of his brain. That's what the chiyuv is for megadif, as opposed to hishtachavah, where the chiyuv is not because of electrical impulses that are jumping from neuron to neuron. The chiyuv is because of action, of the fact that a person moves around his body, it takes up different space at different times. That's the yisod chiyuv. So Tosfos is bothered, because we find in the context of hishtachavah that a person's thoughts make a difference as well. Just like we find by megadif, that if a person has in mind to be megadif chas v'chalila against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he's chayev, but if he has in mind to be megadif against some avodah zarah, to be mekalel an avodah zarah, he's potter, even if the self-same words emerge from his mouth. Could be that he imagines that the avodah zarah is the same name as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if he says the words yakeh, you know, blank as blank, so if he has in mind for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's chayev. If he has in mind for avodah zarah, he's potter, even if he fills in those blanks with the same set of syllables. So that's what determines, that's what tells us that megadif, the Ikur hachiyuv, is because of what's going on in his mind, because the same exact action can be chayev or potter depending on what's going on in his mind. Frek Tosfos, we find the same exact thing by hishtachavah. A person can prostrate himself, can bow down in front of a particular statue, and if he has in mind to accept this statue as an avodah zarah, then he is chayev. But if he has in mind not to accept the statue as an avodah zarah, if he has in mind simply to bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though there's a statue in front of him, so then he is potter. So Frek Tosfos, what's the difference between megadif and mishtachaveh? It must be, somehow or other, that the role that's played, the fact that by megadif, machshava allows you to turn the chiyuv on and off, and the fact that by mishtachaveh, what's going on in your mind allows you to turn the chiyuv on or off, that those switches nevertheless differ. It's not the same by megadif as by mishtachaveh. So Tosfos gives some possible sources for what exactly the difference is, but he doesn't necessarily explain what the yesod is going to be in terms of the mechanics of why they're different. So I want to offer two possible explanations. We mentioned earlier that when a person serves avodah zarah, there's really three things that need to be present in order for a person to be chayev. There needs to be the proper action, there needs to be the proper intent, and there also needs to be the proper object of worship. If any of those three things are absent, there can be no chiyuv for avodah zarah. Tosfos' assumption is that by hashtachavah, by bowing down to an avodah zarah, if a person has in mind that he doesn't intend to bow down to this as an avodah zarah, but rather he intends to bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that all that's missing essentially is the mind component, it's the kavana component, the intentions. And in that sense, it's the same as Megadeth. By Megadeth, if the intention of being Mevarech Es Hashem is absent, so it's Pater, because the whole Chiyuv is because of the intention, so too, by Hishtach Avah, if the intention to bow down to an Avodah Zarah is absent, so you're Pater, because the whole Chiyuv is on the intention. And the bowing down is simply the realization of the intention, which allows Beis Din to realize that the intention exists, and therefore allows them to be Manishim. However, it's possible that by Hishtach Avah, the role of intention is only in as much as it affects the other two components. So for example, if a person bows down to an object, if he bows down to a brick or to a statue, but he has in mind that this statue is not an Avodah Zarah for him, then perhaps the reason that he's Pater is not simply because he didn't intend to bow down to an Avodah Zarah, and therefore there's nothing to be mechayev him on. The reason that he's Pater is because what he bowed down to is not an Avodah Zarah. The Yesod HaChiyuv is actually for bowing down to an Avodah Zarah. But over here, his intention determines whether or not the object in front of him is considered an Avodah Zarah. And this is somewhat of a chiddush, perhaps even a very major chiddush, because there's a discussion elsewhere about whether what determines the status of an object as an Avodah Zarah is the intention of many people, or perhaps even the intention of any individual, or is it the intention of the individual who's bowing down in front of it right now? We would have to say then that according to the Havamina of Tosfos, what determines the status of an object as Avodah Zarah is if anybody serves it, if anybody accepts this object as an Avodah Zarah, it's classified as an Avodah Zarah, and the intention of the one who's bowing down plays no role whatsoever in determining whether the object in front of him is an Avodah Zarah or not. In the Maskana of Tosfos, we have to say that the opposite is true, that even if somebody else served this object, that does not automatically classify the object as an Avodah Zarah. It may classify the object as an Avodah Zarah legabi, the person who bowed down to it originally, but the person who's in front of it right now does not consider it an Avodah Zarah, and therefore for him it's not an Avodah Zarah until he has intention to make it such. So that's why he's Pater, not because the Yisod, the Kavana, is what he's punished for, and the Kavana here is absent. He's punished for the action, but over here the action is not bowing down to an Avodah Zarah. It's the action is bowing down to something which is not an Avodah Zarah. So that's one possibility. A second possibility to explain Tosfos is that what's absent is actually the action, not the intention, and not the Avodah Zarah, but rather the action itself is possibly absent on account of this lack of machshava. Because we learned earlier that if a person bows down to a base Avodah Zarah, and he thought that this base Avodah Zarah was a base HaKnesses, he's Pater Sheharei Libo LaShemayim. So essentially, what that means is that in order for him to be bowing down to an Avodah Zarah, so there has to be some sort of a connection between his act of bowing down and between the Avodah Zarah that's in front of him. But in this case, when he bows down to a base Avodah Zarah and he thought it was a base HaKnesses, Libo LaShemayim, there's no connection whatsoever between his action and the Avodah Zarah in front of him. It's not an act of bowing down to an Avodah Zarah, even though there is an Avodah Zarah in front of him. But this act is not an act of bowing down to the Avodah Zarah. So you'd have to say that the same thing applies in this case as well. That if he bows down, but his intentions are not to accept the object in front of him as an Avodah Zarah, his intentions are, then perhaps the only impact that his intentions have is that they make his act of bowing classified as an act of bowing in mini or to nothing, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not an act of bowing to Avodah Zarah. And maybe that's why he's Pater. Not because the Torah punishes him for his malicious intent to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu by bowing down to an Avodah Zarah. No, the Torah punishes him for his body taking the actions of bowing down to an Avodah Zarah. Just in this case, either he's not bowing down to an Avodah Zarah because there's no Avodah Zarah in front of him, or he's not bowing down to an Avodah Zarah because his act of bowing is not considered to an Avodah Zarah. It's totally distanced and separate from the Avodah Zarah that is in front of him. Now it's important to note that by Megadef, these two are not true. Even though by Megadef, Lechora, one could have said that the absence of intention, that if a person was Megadef, was said, you know, Yaka blank as blank, and his intention was for an Avodah Zarah rather than for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you could have said that that also isn't direct. It's not as if he's not punished because he lacked the malicious intention, which the Torah decided was the reason he should be punished. You could have said that the reason he's punished is because when he said blank, so that wasn't a chefza of Shem Shemayim. The same way that we said by Avodah Zarah, that maybe when he bows down but he doesn't intend to accept the object in front of him as an Avodah Zarah, that the object in front of him is not classified as Avodah Zarah. So you could have said over here also, the reason he's potter is not because he lacks the malicious intention. Maybe he's potter because he never was actually mekalel Shem Shemayim. He was never mekalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said a particular name, but that name didn't have the status of the Shem Hashem. So this is very fascinating. Tosfos, earlier on Daf Samach Gimel, had a discussion about whether if a person speaks out the syllables, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the Shem Hashem, but his intention is that he's referring to an Avodah Zarah, does that have a din of pronouncing the Shem Avodah Zarah, or does that have a din of pronouncing the Shem Hashem? Does the intention, can a person's intention change the definition of Yud Kei Vav Kei? And Tosfos says that it cannot. That unlike an Avodah Zarah, an object in front of a person, where his intention can either cause it to be classified as an Avodah Zarah, or it can cause it to be classified as a nothing, the intention can change the identity of the object in front of him. But when it comes to the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, a person's intentions cannot change the meaning, the definition, or the identity of those syllables. Those syllables are always a Shem Hashem. And therefore, when the Pasuk says, V'shem Elohim Achirim Lo Says Ki Hu, don't mention the name of any foreign god, the name of any Avodah Zarah, even if a person says Yud Kei Vav Kei and has in mind for an Avodah Zarah, he has not been over on Shem Elohim Achirim Lo Says Ki Hu. He's mentioned the Shem Hashem, even though in his mind, those syllables were a reference to Avodah Zarah. So that tells you that what's in a person's mind cannot change around the identity or the definition of the syllables Yud Kei Vav Kei in the way that perhaps it can change around the identity of an object in front of him to determine whether it's an Avodah Zarah or not. And therefore, it would be compelling that by Megadev, the reason that lack of intention is Patur is because the Torah only gave an Onesh for his intention, and here there's no intention. However, by Hishtachava, there's a broader envelope that's open. It could be that the reason that he's Patur is not because the Torah punished him for his intention, which is lacking, but rather because the Torah punished him for his action of bowing to an Avodah Zarah, and over here, there's no Avodah Zarah because his intention makes sure that the object in front of him is not classified as Avodah Zarah.